Yes.
Okay. Bonnie, as I say that we are setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. So this is, recognized by your head office. You can also verify it with Monica from marketing. So did you happen to receive any email from our side, Bonnie?
Oh, hang on, I'm just on the computer now. I'll check.
Yeah, sure.
Who will it be from? What
From
will it
Australian
say?
Escapes. That's an introduction email from Australian Escapes.
Right, I'm just checking back. It was last week, was it?
Yep. If you haven't received it, I'll get that resended to you.
No, I haven't got it.
Okay, no problem. I'll have it resent to you. Now, our idea, Bonnie, is to guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. Okay. Now, my purpose is calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. And we will then send you some information to show others at your branch. So this will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Okay.
Okay, go on.
All right. Thank you so much. Bonnie, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity, Bonnie. The idea is, as I said, to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. And as of now, as we have done a bit of research, so we came to know that your members are paying way too much. We have done a few comparisons as well. Let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have one tour, which is for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person.
To where?
To Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, right, in Trade Travel, and they are charging around,
Fraser.
yeah.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
Right, so they are charging over $2,400 per person, so we can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. So, but ours is more independent and affordable style of travel. So let's get started. And these are all service style questions, and I'll be really quick.
So now what is the name of your company again?
It's Australian Escapes.
Australian Escapes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think I told you when you rang earlier that I don't do the holidays. I
Okay.
do the day trips only. But the lady who does these is not very well at the moment, so I'll take the information and I will send it on to her.
Yep, that would be fine.
All
We are
right.
we are also offering discounts on day tours as well, money. So what we are doing is we are offering discounts on day tours, longer tours, and also short range tours. So money, when you're considering getting away as a group, so are your members more interested in affordable short range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within few hours, or you only prefer day trips?
Well, we have mostly day trips, but twice a year we have a holiday, and they usually prefer to go to one place and go out each day from that one place, so that's no more than one day's drive away.
Okay. All right. And looking at this here, Bonnie, do you have any trips planned at all?
Yes, the holidays you're talking about,
Yeah, the
or day
holidays.
trips. Okay, the holiday we're doing is down to Jindabyne, where we are staying at the Jindabyne Motel, and then we travel out each day from the Jindabyne Motel to various places of interest. For instance, the Snowy Mountain scheme, and to Kosciuszko, and all the different, like Blue Cow, you name it. Whatever is of interest around that area. I think that's for about 4, 5 days, 4 nights, or something like that. That's the only one we have planned at the moment because our lady is very ill.
Okay.
As far as holidays are concerned, yes.
So have you already booked a trip, or you are
Yes, we have. No, it's already booked and
okay.
paid for.
And how many members approximately?
Well, look, I haven't got a clue because I don't organise. I would say 20.
20, okay, as of now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said that you're going to Jindabyne, so I'll take a note of it. And are there any other destinations that you're willing to go in the near future?
I think that it's open. Because I don't organise the holidays or the, several days away, I don't know where necessarily they have been.
Mm-hmm.
I know they went down to a place called Yarrawonga on the Victoria border, and they did tours each day out of there. They've been up to Orange, and they've done tours in and around that area. But where else, I don't know. I haven't been involved in the holidays at all.
Perfect. Now, to get an idea of how far in advance you normally book your trips, so approximately in what month was the trip booked?
Which one? To Jindabyne?
Yeah, Jindabyne.
It would have been last year, I don't know, say October.
October last year, okay. That sounds fair. Okay.
And we're going in May, so I guess it's 6 months ahead.
Okay, 6 months ahead. Okay. So, Bonnie, we have some ideas that, you know, that might interest you in future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train. Now, that will provide you, you know, great value accommodations for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So, this type of trip can be done, say, for 40 to 60% less than retail, and it saves you a lot of money, and this is more independent style of trip. So, Bunny, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to do smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
Smaller trips than what?
If they are
only 1 or 2 days you're talking about, or what? I think, personally, that the people seem to like these 4 to 5 day trips, especially some of the older ones who don't want to drive anywhere themselves. They want to be taken, but they, as I say, they don't want to be sort of having to spend too long on a bus or whatever. They would probably go up as far as the Queensland border, maybe on a train, I don't know. As I say, I don't do the holidays, so I can't really tell you what people would be interested in doing until the person who does the holidays asks them.
Okay. All right, and Bunny, where have your members been on longer trips away in the last few years?
Oh, God. Again, I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't help you there.
Okay. And
I know they've been down to Yarrawonga, as I say, and they've been to Orange. I haven't taken much notice because I haven't gone myself. We did the cruise down to the Melbourne Cup, which I thought was lousy. I hated the boat, the Princess Explorer, whatever it was called. It was cheap and nasty, and how do I say? You get what you pay for. It was not very good.
Okay. All right, and any plans they have indicated interest in, you know, any places they have indicated interest in visiting in the near future, Bunny?
Again, I can't tell you because I don't do the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You might be better off to wait a few months to get in touch with the lady, who, and I'll give you her name and email address, but please don't get in touch with her for at least 2 months.
Yep, I get it.
Because she just is not well.
Okay.
But I will give you her name and phone number.
Sure. Now, Bunny, our research with Probus in regards to, you know, trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, the lady usually says, now, I've got this to offer and that to offer, and she'll put a flyer up on the board and people will tick off the ones that they like. And if one gets 10 ticks and the other gets 2, she goes with the 10. You know what I mean? That's about how she does
it. It's kind of discussing at a meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Bunny, working out, you know, the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. So some like, you know, fully structured tours and other like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done an email survey of members to find out more what types of trips they're interested in doing, such as travel style, budget and so on?
I don't think we have in the last few years, no.
Okay. Well, the
reason... It might be worthwhile.
Yeah. The reason why I was saying is because email surveys are an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of your planning process, and the advantage to you is, you know, it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you plan trips. And the real value to you is, you know, of course, is it makes the whole process a lot easier and a lot less time consuming for you. So they are generally done anonymously, and we just collate the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or other personal information. So in your opinion, Bani, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
An email survey? Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Now, so in an email service, what would you survey? What would you do? You prepare the survey and we just send it off to our members.
Yes, exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's fine. We prepare the survey and we send it to your members, and your members get in touch with their, you know, point of views and ideas so that you can get a better picture out of it. And so, Bonnie, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to, you know, trips away, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following for you? If we talk about affordability, how much would you like to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
Affordability is pretty high. Yeah, say 8.
All right. And how about value for money? I'm sure pretty
well the same. Yep.
All right, and let's talk about flexible travel options to suit you know, different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, this means having a choice of different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets. How much would you like to rate it?
Probably 8 again.
All right, and any other factors are important to you and your members?
The problem is we don't have a lot of members who've got a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
So the more expensive holidays, they're not likely to want to go on. We tried to do one to Norfolk Island with Trade Travel, and they have a reasonably good deal, and we got one person, that's all, who was interested, so it didn't eventuate. Look, I really can't say. Sorry.
No problem. Well, as you already mentioned that you have someone in charge who takes care of the travel arrangements. Yeah. So, just give me 1 second. All right. Now, Bani, organizing travel plans and getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Bani, what do you... or your organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning what members want, or comparing different trip options, communication with members, or need help with everything?
Probably learning what they want to do. Yes, and having a survey would certainly be a really good idea. So if you had, you know, half a dozen suggestions of things, so long as you could give them the price and, you know, approximately when it would go, etc., they might be interested. I don't think anybody's interested in going on any holidays right now, perfectly honest, with this virus thing going around. So I think no one's going to book anything other than what we've already booked.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, Bani, so this is my last question. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips, away trips, and travel, making it a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
I think it's more the ease with which the organizer can do the organising of a holiday. So if you were to present her with a trip and you say it's going to be X dollars and it's this date till that date, and it, you know, that's more, I think, what she would like to do.
Okay. Well, Bunny, that completes our survey questions, and I can resend our introduction email. Let me just confirm your email address. It's B-O-N-N-I, Green Tree,
B-O-N-N-I-E
G-R-
Bonnie
Bonnie Green Tree
hotmail.com. Yep.
Perfect. All right. Now in the introduction email, we will introduce Australian Escapes. We are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership so all members can access the discounts and try us out. Now, because it does pay to shop around, we would like to, you know, would you like me to resend that email to you again?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, this is quite a significant step for Probus because it means you are getting free access to wholesale travels pricing on a wide range of options. Now, our prices are much lower than what you are used to paying. Now, the real value to you is your members' trips will be a lot more affordable, buddy. And you will also access our Traveler's Advocate service at no charge, where we do all the shopping around for you. Now, the benefits for you is by, you know, you saving a lot of time. So we'll also contact you separately by registering your branch, and I'll update all your club details, Bonnie. Will that be fine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information, Bonnie. That's all from our side, and I'm going to resend
you. Okay, well, you send it to me, and I will send it on to her in a little while when I know she's well enough to accept it.
Sure, I'll do that. All right. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.